This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2327. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded December 25th, Antigua, Australia, Burkina Faso, Canada, China, Finland, France, Germany, Indonesia, Israel, Italy, Lithuania, Luxembourg, Malaysia, Netherlands, Russia, Spain, Tibet, UK, USA, Vanuatu, UNIDs, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, we recently had a report that on Antigua, Caribbean Radio Lighthouse was off the air from 1160 kHz. Following up on this, in the Exxon.info Facebook of December 13th, Tim Hall heard from the station as follows. We had another fire in our AM radio transmitter. It did not spread to any other equipment. As a result, we are not currently transmitting on AM, but hopefully be back with partial power by the end of the weekend. And on December 23rd, Nathan P. Owens, station manager and engineer, reports via Arctic Radio Club, $80,000 has now been pledged to purchase our new AM radio transmitter. We've made a down payment, but I'm being told it will not be ready to ship until at least March 30th. Anyhow, Rod Hart has been monitoring 1160 via the remote in Bermuda and confirms that indeed it has been on the air, such as December 24th at 0315, with Christian programming, of course, December 25th, Christmas music and songs at after midnight 50 UT, and on December 25th at 0704, with an ID, broadcasting from Antigua on 1160 AM. Unique Radio Australia is no longer on the air, but continues to webcast, and Jen routes her programming through their webcast, such as on Sunday, December 28th, Jen's Eclectic Views and Real Deal R&R. But more importantly, on 31st December, New Year's Eve, starting at 22 UT, Jen's musical dance around the time zones by country, with all musical forms. Then her cohort in Great Britain, GB, does New Year's Eve shindig, including Big Ben Bells. That's from midnight to 0330 UT, January 1st. And Jen resumes after that 0330 to 0900 with more musical dance around the time zones. So here's the URL for the live stream. It's rather complicated, but this one, I'm going to spell it out for you. UK figure 4 hyphen VN dot mixstream dot net colon 8104 slant index dot html. This is always publicized in the World of Radio and other DX groups, as well as after these live broadcasts or webcasts, how to listen to them on demand. Via remote in Queensland, Ron Howard reports hearing Bay Islands Radio from Russell Island, Queensland, 5045, December 20th after 1840 UT, playing some pop songs by Sting and others. Burkina Faso, Michael Verford's a BBC monitoring report of December 18th. Burkina Faso reallocates RFI frequency to a regional station. It had been on 94.0 FM, carrying Radio France International, but now that frequency will be a newly created regional station called Dande Liptako, according to the privately owned Burkina 24 website. 3 years after RFI suspension in the country, framed as part of a regional drive for media sovereignty. Joe Hanlon in New Jersey comments, that explains the importance of shortwave. If certain countries don't want their people to hear other nations' viewpoints, then there is always another option. While computers and cell phones continue their slow rise in much of Africa, there's always traditional shortwave radio, accessible, affordable, and available. And it may be worth noting that RFI has more hours to Africa in French per week, that is, total frequency use, than BBC is using for world service in English to the same area. From John Perkins, Canadian Radio News via NRC, about 1470 CJVB in Vancouver, B.C. CRTC has approved shutdown of the station. Some of its Chinese programming moved to co-owned CHKG-FM in Vancouver. CJVB's license will be revoked on March 5th to satisfy the station's request for a brief transition period prior to the revocation to notify its listeners in advance. Only one member of the original CJVB sign-on in June of 1972 staff is still alive. Pat Carl is 86 and still in good health. Tony Pavick, NBC, provides his upcoming schedule for Pop Shop Radio special shortwave broadcasts. New Year's Around the World Tour, starting in New Zealand, and around the world back to Canada, visiting as many countries as possible, scheduled as follows. On December 31st at 17 UT, Channel 292 on 3955 and 9670. The same two frequencies, January 3rd at 2300. Then some broadcasts via the other station in Germany, shortwave Radio Gold, January 3rd at 14, 3975 and 6160. January 4th at 20 UT on 3975. Finally, via WRMI, UT January 5th at 0200 on 5950 and at 0400 on 9395. In addition, there's a New Year's Eve disco party, January 1st, that is UT January 1st via Wolverton, 250 kilowatts to North America at 0300 on 9510. Richard Langley in New Brunswick reports hearing CNR8, Voice of the Minorities Service from China, on 11810, December 18th from 21 UT. Some other frequencies listed, but this was by far the best. After the national anthem, there was a program in Mongolian. The low-power station in Finland, Real Mix Radio, is listed on two frequencies, 10 kilohertz apart, available 24 hours, 6185 and 6195. Apparently, they pick whichever one has less interference. Manuel Mendez in Spain was monitoring both of them on December 20th at 1712, 6185, with pop songs and comments in English. Then December 21st at 0733, they were on 6195. Ideas, Real Mix Radio. From Remy Fries, ADX via mediumwave.info on the 2nd of December, Aloui, 162 kHz power has been reduced in France. The French National Frequency Agency tested reducing the power of the Aloui transmitter in the name of energy efficiency toward a permanent reduction in 2026. Trials took place this year, the second of which ended on 18 November. Everything went very well. The level was lowered again for this winter, with no deterioration in the signal. So the permanent reduction could be implemented in 2026. The transmitter would then permanently switch from 800 to only 675 kilowatts. That, of course, is the transmitter not really broadcasting, but carrying time signals. Terry Colgan says his Texas radio shortwave is broadcasting 7 days of Christmas, an hour every day at the same time, 15 UT, via shortwave radio in Germany, 3975 and 6160. That'll preempt, by the way, World of Radio on Saturday the 27th. Yes, it's from December 26th through 31st, 1 hour each, and then on January 1st, 2 hours for Texas New Year's. A different performers in each of these one-hour broadcasts. They are in order, starting on December 26th. Stevie Ray Vaughan, Meatloaf, Buddy Holly, Johnny Winter, Willie Nelson, and Roy Orbison. From Deutsche Welle via Mike Cooper, German politicians specializing in culture in the Bundestag criticized Russia as its justice ministry formally added public broadcaster Deutsche Welle to its growing list of outlawed, undesirable organizations. Russian authorities do not want the truth about their war of aggression in Ukraine to be made known. Russia had already designated DW as a foreign agent early in 2022, soon after its full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Just a few weeks before the February 24th invasion, DW's accreditation was withdrawn, leading to the closure of its Moscow bureau. Via Mike Berkloff and Alakesh Gupta, Zender Waldheim returns to DRM shortwave on 6195 kHz, scheduled for broadcast to Europe, starting Saturday, December 27. There is a variety of programming in rotation from sources such as Zeta 2, Welle 300 Zibsisch, and later in January, CM Obrecht, all broadcasts run between 09 and 15 UT. So, Finland better watch out for 6195 on these occasions. That is every day from December 27th to 30th, also January 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. Welle 370 broadcasts from Funkerberg, Königswusterhausen, regarded as the birthplace of broadcasting in Germany. News from Channel 292 received by Tony Pavic. Just in time for January 1st, we received a license for 6070 kHz for another 10 years. Furthermore, we can now offer broadcasts via a new transmission partner, Noratus in Armenia. The following transmitters and services are available on short and medium wave. Short wave from 75 to 16 meters with 100, 300, and 1,000 kilowatts. Medium wave 1314, 1,000 kilowatts for Middle East and Africa, or 1395 with 300 kilowatts omnidirectional. Tony Pavic says, for those of us using channel 292, the thought of 1 million watts on shortwave or medium wave is super exciting. Indonesia, David Foster reports that RRI Bandung is temporarily moving its medium wave from 540 to 999 kilohertz due to maintenance. And via remote in Bandung, Ron Howard confirms it's on 999. RRI Program 4, heard at 0629 UT. Really had trouble staying on the air, very erratic through 0725. Israel, from NBC and Wikipedia via Liz Cameron. Netanyahu government moves to shut down Israel's army radio station, Galei Tzahal, as of March 1st. Liz says GZ played very good pop music on its former shortwave broadcast. Originally from Reuters and also via Eric Flodane, Israel cabinet voted to shut down that popular national radio station, a series of measures by Prime Minister Netanyahu's right-wing coalition that critics see as blows to democracy. Defense Minister Israel Katz proposed that army radio broadcasting since 1950 be shut down by March 1st in what he described as an attempt to preserve the military's nonpartisan character. He said its original purpose had been to broadcast for soldiers, but that with time it served as a platform for views that attack the IDF and the IDF soldiers themselves. Israel Non, last week filed under Ethiopia because it was originally a broadcast in Amharic from RMI via France, Saturday at 16 to 16:30 on 15710. Is now in English, and it is called Hope of Israel. It's a Baptist ministry trying to convert Jews, according to their website, hopeofisrael.net. Although the old Amharic broadcast was still on the WRMI website, Kai Ludwi says it seems that simply a new customer has been found after losing Moresh, perhaps even without changing the transmission parameters. From Pierre in Italy via Medium Wave Circle, Scottish artist Susan Phillips inaugurated Interval Signals, an artistic installation on view at Mambo, the Museum of Modern Art in Bologna, the birthplace of Marconi. A sound installation becoming part of its permanent collection, also broadcast 24 hours a day via the website. It reinterprets radio interval signals developed in the 1920s and 30s, transmitting them into a continuous series of vibraphone sounds, often chime-like and melancholic, evoking a pause in which the flow of time appears suspended. Here's the website, www.intervalsignals.it. At the quite different Interval Signals Online, David Koenig says, I was listening to Radio Liberty on its only remaining terrestrial transmitter, 22 December, via Lithuania, on 1386 kHz. A few seconds before 07 UT, much to my surprise, there was a short announcement in Lithuanian superimposed over the Russian audio. Translated to here is Baltic Waves Radio Vilnius. I've never heard a local ID on Radio Liberty before. But Alex Myatnikov, Ukraine, says that local ID is a frequent thing there, although it's not at the beginning of every hour. Kai Ludwig says it appears to be legally required at whatever interval. In former English language communications of this medium wave operation to the general public, which entirely ceased with the death of its inventor, Rimantas Plikis, The present branding was Radio Baltic Waves. The media magazine you monitor with your mind. World of Radio 2327. A non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from William Hassig in Mount Prospect, Illinois, who sent a check on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Neil Gates tells us that Radio Nova International will begin broadcasting test transmissions from Luxembourg on 6140 at 16 to 19 UT on 26, 27, and 28 December, and 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of January. Reception reports for EQSL go to qslnova@gmail.com. Malaysia, via David Foster, a post in an Indonesian group, says that RTM has been undergoing massive infrastructure overhaul. The shortwave transmitter for YFM on 11665 has been upgraded, resulting in a significant improvement in signal quality, and it allows to broadcast in AM or DRM. Also, testing on 15295 kHz, live streaming new hardware, to ensure that Continental's 100 kilowatt transmitter is working properly. So, RTM National FM Malaysia is now on shortwave testing 15295. Malno Ritala says someone got a reply on 18 December that they were testing a new 100 kilowatt transmitter between 22 and 14 UT on 15295 regular transmissions to start in March. However, on 17 December, someone in Java was hearing them instead on 15290. So check both of those as well as 11665 or maybe 9635. Netherlands, Alex Coat, K-O-U-T, reported to Hardcore DX December 21st at 0400 that Radio Delta from Elburg in the Netherlands was now on 6041.7. Or according to Alan Rowe's schedule, they've been carrying out holiday broadcasts every day between 07 and 16 UT, from 20 December to 4 January. However, while Samaniv was getting a barely audible carrier, not on 6041.7, but 6040, probably them at 0645. In Rusty X about Krasnodarsky Krai, Cleanwave FM Radio, or Chistaya Volna FM, says we've restored broadcasting on medium wave 1584 kHz, where we began years ago, and are pleased to be getting DX reports from as far away as China. That's from Stanislav Zuchenko of Clean Wave FM Radio in Telegram. So, Ron Howard tuned in via a remote in Tambov, Russia. 0434 UT, December 22nd, where it was well heard with non-stop Xmas music. And news at 0500. Roger in Germany found more about it at their website, cwradio.ru. Created by radio enthusiasts on a voluntary basis, using their own funds, Clean Wave was conceived as an independent project to develop and promote a healthy lifestyle, cultural values, and spiritual development for people in the Russian Federation. Also will broadcast popular science programs and religious Christian programs of various genres. Alex Mihalikov says, I think Pure Wave is a better translation because actually it is a religious station. And then there's the station on 3940 calling itself Russian Pirate Radio, but rather obviously with the approval of the authorities, I think. It has been transmitting from Kaliningrad, but with a problem at that site, there is a report that they moved to a different location on the same frequency from Belarus. Starting at 19 UT is a program called Radio Wagner. Roger in Germany got it translated, part of it. He says it's pro-Russian, pro-Maduro propaganda, claiming escalating U.S.-Venezuela tensions stem from Trump's desire to seize Venezuela's vast oil reserves. Spain finally reactivated the North American frequency 9690 on December 19th, first reported by John Jurasek in Florida. The English hour at 23 to midnight UT on Wednesdays only, did occur on December 17th, but was preempted on the 24th for special Christmas Eve broadcast relayed from a domestic network. The transmission starts at 15 UT on Saturdays and Sundays, when 31 meters is really too low a frequency band. To reach North America over a daylight path, they just don't get it. Tibet, Ron Howard reports, Sizhang Radio and TV, 4905. Sunday, December 21st at 16 UT for their English hour, well heard via remote in Irkutsk, Russia. Members of Medium Wave Circle in England were surprised to find BBC Radio 5 live on 900 kHz instead of 909 or in addition to it. Apparently one of the transmitters was accidentally punched up on the wrong frequency. Another Fessenden commemorative transmission was scheduled for Xmas Eve on 486 kHz from Forest, Virginia. They also did this last year. Apparently it's now a yearly thing, starting at 21 UT and lasting at least 24 hours. WI2XLQ is the special call sign, according to Günther in ADX. However, I was unable to hear it via any of the closest remotes in North Carolina and Virginia, nor was Ron Howard able to. I did have a just barely audible carrier for a moment on 486 direct, so maybe that was it. Anyhow, it's supposed to happen again on New Year's Eve, starting at 21 UT for at least 24 hours. Transmissions consist only of the two Christmas songs, claimed to have been played by Fessenden himself on his violin, and a brief Bible verse. Via David Cole, Washington Post reported December 18th, a Maryland man who worked as a supervisor at Voice of America pleaded guilty to making death threats against Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, her family and staff in ominous voice messages. Seth Jason admitted that he repeatedly threatened to gun down the Republican congresswoman. Via Chris Campbell, find this if you can on YouTube. Carrie Lake gets humiliated in congressional hearing for over 22 minutes. Of course, in our World of Radio Indian Ocean group, we have provided the exact link, which one would not attempt to pronounce. More about the format change at 710 WAQI in Miami. According to Radio Insight, the new format is Spanish talk and sport rather than Spanish news talk. Much more about this from Lance Venta at RadioInsight.com, dated December 14th. Sometimes WTAM 1100 in Cleveland has an understation, such as December 23rd at 0745. I heard it say Red River Valley. That makes me think it must be WZFG in Dilworth, Minnesota, which is just across the Red River Valley of the North from Fargo, North Dakota. It's 50 kilowatts daytime, 400 watts at night, so likely it was running day power when that happened. Furthermore, they have a special temporary authorization extended to run 50 kilowatts day, 110 watts night, non-directional. And from Mike Sanborn via IRCA, another story from Radio Insight, December 18th about WNAM 1280 in Nina, Menasha, Appleton, Wisconsin. After shutting off 20 stations earlier this year, Cumulus Media is adding another one before the year is up. Adult Standards 1280 WNAM will sign off at midnight on December 31st, ending a 78-year operation, currently running Westwood One's Standards Network. Their website says, now as we prepare to gently fade into silence, we do so with pride in what we've built and with heartfelt thanks to every employee who helped make WNAM a beacon of local broadcasting. Please continue to tune in as we honor our final days on the air. From all of us at WNAM 1280 AM, thank you for listening. Quite a co-celebra with CBS 60 Minutes censoring at the last minute a report about that prison in El Salvador. It did air in Canada on the Global Network, and it could be found on YouTube and other places on the web, but CBS hastened to cut those out. However, Richard Langley says, I found it with no problem. Just search on 60 Minutes and order the results by published date. James Branham says it's still findable by way of torrents and some of the archive websites. Ridiculous that it's necessary to go to such measures. As of December 21st, Radio Vanuatu was still on 7260, switching to 5040 at 0758. But the further schedule change is pending. I am still hearing, some nights, but not every night, a carrier just above 810 kHz, heterodyning WHB Kansas City 810 exactly, such as December 20th at 0737 UT, measured on 810.53 kHz. The frequency varies slightly from one night to another. Frank Merrill replies, I'm not aware of it being solved. I can confirm it is something real. I have no way to measure frequencies nor tell whether it's upper or lower, nor measure it exactly, but tonight I was driving near Vaughan, New Mexico, and that heterodyne was quite prominent on the car radio. So yes, it is out there somewhere. The tone was lower frequency than the 1,000 cycle tones I remember so well from the days of yore when we had frequency checks nearly every night from somebody. I'm surprised it's so hard to solve. Is it possibly an unmodulated carrier? I doubt it's Santa Fe. If it were, I would think it would have been identified very easily months ago. Well, Frank, I have never detected any modulation on it, but there could be some. It's so weak. And here's another intriguing idea of mine on 1360. December 22nd, before and after 06 UT, a very strange lecture about black holes and so forth, and the moon not being a solid object, with an exaggerated professorial accent and music background. Pseudo-scientific. Greg Harrison says, my bucks are on KHNC, Johnstown, Colorado. I've heard it with an eclectic talk radio format. It's 10 kilowatt non-directional day, supposedly directional 1 kilowatt at night, not in this direction. However, it may well have been operating with day power and pattern at night. As Tim Hall concluded when he was listening to it during his de-expedition on October 24th. My World Radio TV Handbook 2026, the final edition in print, arrived on December 19th. I hope everyone else is soon getting theirs, if not already.
Gary Drew updates us regarding World of Radio on his webcasting stations, no longer on Laser Soul Hits International, but on Laser Gold, Saturdays and Sundays at 0730 UT, and also in the Pirate Archive section, any time between 23 and 06 UT every night. Go to laserinternational.bravesites.com/laser-gold.
The Propagation Outlook from SWPC, issued December 22nd. Geomagnetic field expected to be at G2 moderate storm levels on 30 December. G1 minor storm levels expected 31 December and 17 January. Active levels 1 and 2 January, also the 9th and 10th, and 12 to 14th. Numerically, ANK indices peaking at 30 and 6, 20 and 5 on January 17th. Quietest states of 5 and 2 or 8 and 3, December 27th to 29th. January 3rd to 8th, 11th, 15th, and 16th. Solar flux rising from 150 December 26th to a peak of 170 December 30th and 31st, and down to 115 by January 14th. For much more info, consult our website, worldofradio.com, with many thanks to all our stations and contributors. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2327 with a standard disclaimer.